Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting 5th. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting 6th. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting 8th. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting 8th. The second baseman, George Smith. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lee Stang. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Brown for the double play. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Stang covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang takes first base on ball 4. Ryan moves to second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-1 in the game. Casco strikes out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Ryan moves to third. Stang moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Whitfield moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. Conigliaro moves to third. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stang strikes out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 2 in the game. Casco takes first base on ball 4. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Casco moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter strikes out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Casco scores. Foy moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stang hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan moves to second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Dale Crandall. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco misplays the ball. That's an error on Casco. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Brown reaches second base with a double. Davalillo moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner is walked intentionally. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Luis Tiant now pitching. Joe Askew now catching. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Foy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 3 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Conigliaro out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski pinch hits for George Thomas. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stang strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski now playing left field. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.